This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly?
I mean, that's real news.
A lot of NFL news and firing blanks back there, Mike. Is Joe Burrow going to make a comeback pretty quickly here? I mean, ESPN's Ben Baby posting Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow is one step closer to returning to the game to game action. I was watching ESPN this morning, actually, with Adam Schefter, and he's at practice. He was a full participant in yesterday's practice. It's the first time since he's been 100% in practice since he suffered a turf toe injury on September 14th against Jacksonville. Wednesday also marked the first time Burrow went through 11-on-11 drills in his return to practice. He is still in a 21-day window that allows him to participate without being on the active roster. Zach Taylor was asked if Burrow could start Sunday's game against the Patriots. Taylor was dismissive. He said, until we get through some practices, there's no reason for me to even speculate on that.
So he can get in time for the playoff. Oh.
They're not going to make Yeah.
No way.
It's going to be like it was last year. Although last year they were just really good offensively. They were just really bad defensively. And we kept thinking, if they can get in, they're dangerous. It's probably the same thing this year. You put Joe Burrow in, that changes a lot of things. Thanksgiving was kind of the target date for him that weekend. So I would imagine, no, it's Thursday. No Joe Burrow, at least at this point. And the Bengals play the Patriots this weekend, which if Burrow plays by some small miracle, that bodes well for the Broncos because we want the Patriots to lose, Mike. The Bengals are 3-7. They just have to get red hot.
Can Burrow their way into the playoffs. Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah, good job. But they'd have to beat the Patriots. They'd have to beat the Ravens. They'd have to beat the Bills. They'd have to beat the Ravens again just to even have the conversation. Just to get to 7 wins, just to be a 500 team, they'd have to get through this gauntlet of New England at home, at Baltimore, at Buffalo, home against Baltimore. If they can get through that, which I don't think so, then they'd be at Miami, home against the Cardinals, home against the Browns. Those are winnable games.
I think if they won all those games, they should get an honorary mention for a Super Bowl. You should give them like a little mini Lombardi trophy.
So Burrow maybe plays. Well, I don't know when, but the fact that we're even bringing him up right now is kind of amazing. Because I just wondered how long. Because that turf toe thing was... Sometimes you guys can get through it, but that's a tricky injury. That can really mess you up. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts says he's not startled by recent reports of frustration inside the organization directed toward him, saying it comes with the territory. According to ESPN, some players have grown frustrated by Hurts' approach this season. There was a report, ESPN noting the report from The Athletic, specifically when it comes to his hesitancy to throw the ball into tight windows against zone coverage. Reporter Derek Gunn added that the frustration stems primarily from Hurts playing his game instead of taking what is discussed during the week and transitioning it to game day. Jalen Hurts was asked about it, and he said, "I'm not surprised by anything. This is kind of the nature of the position. But I put my energy and my focus on trying to go out there, do my best and trying to learn, trying to build, trying to take in the things that I can do and try to improve." Now, are the Eagles the best team that gets the most scrutiny? Last year when they were 2-2, it was time to fire Nick Sirianni, time to move on from him. And then they just went and won every game. And then they won the Super Bowl. Now they're sitting at 8-2, and we're talking about Jalen Hurts. And listen, like, Hurts isn't. Is he a top-tier quarterback? He doesn't play like one. And what I mean by that, like, he just, he seems like he could be really good, but he doesn't take a lot of chances. He doesn't throw, you know, he doesn't even take the chances that Bo Nix takes. He doesn't do those kind of things. I mean, this season, the Eagles ranked 25th in total yards, 28th in passing, and 29th in third down conversions. So the offense just isn't very potent this year, which is weird because you have so many good players on this roster. And so the frustration amongst Eagles brass and fans is that you have all these weapons. You have A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert. I mean, you have good talent. What was it A.J. Brown said a couple weeks ago? He was playing video games and on a live stream kind of thing. And he's like, "Yeah, if I'm on your fantasy team, drop me. Drop me." Like, there's just not a lot of confidence there yet. This team is 8-2. So that's wild. Also, injury watch. Lamar Jackson misses practice yesterday with an ankle injury. And this is a new injury. He missed Wednesday's practice last week with knee soreness before returning to practice the next 2 days and playing in the ultimate 23-16 win at the Cleveland Browns. He did not look good. He was John Harbaugh, head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, was asked whether Jackson's absence in this week's practice is similar to last week, and he said, "Yeah, it's the exact same type of situation. I know it's Lamar. It's our quarterback. I understand how important it is, and it wasn't his best interest to practice today, and we'll see where we're at Thursday." It's been a rough go for Lamar. Now, injuries have, you know, obviously the first injury kept him out for several weeks. Baltimore kind of stayed above the water, barely getting him back, and then they won two games, and they're just not the same, and he's not the same. They're not the same if he's not the same. I mean, he has not looked good. He's completed, you know, 57.4% of his throws for an average of 184.5 yards passing. On Sunday, he looked rough. He had no touchdown passes. He threw two interceptions. He had a 47.6 passer rating, which is the second worst of his career. But I would imagine he's going to play. I mean, Baltimore is at a point, Mike. They're on the outside looking in as well. They're 10th right now with a 5-5 record. Dangerous spot for Baltimore. But the rest of the schedule for them, they have the Jets this weekend. We mentioned the Bengals at Cincinnati. If your offense can't get rolling against Cincinnati, then you're in big trouble. Home against the Patriots, that's a big game. You're at Green Bay, and then you're at Pittsburgh. Not a fun. Oh, I forgot. There's a Steelers game in the middle of those two Bengals games. So they got the Steelers twice more. They got the Bengals twice more, and they have the Packers and the Patriots.
I mean, that's two victories on their schedule if you're thinking logically, and
the Bengals,
they play like they should.
The Bengals.
Yeah.
Well, then throw in the Jets, too, because they got the Jets this weekend.
Jets football.
So there's eight. That's not going to be enough. Is Baltimore going to miss the...
Yes.
Is Baltimore going to miss the playoffs?
Yes, they will.
Mm. If Lamar's healthy, I'm saying no. They do not miss the playoffs. But now that he's sitting out another midweek practice, it makes you wonder just really what's going on with him. Steve Kerr complimented Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra is going to be Team USA's coach in the Olympics, replacing Steve Kerr. So, hey, good. Kerr was the former U.S. Olympics men's basketball coach, went against Spoelstra last night for the first time since the Heat was official since the Heat announced that he was officially going to be hired by USA Basketball to take over the national team. Kerr said he has zero doubt that Spoelstra is ready for the challenge and all that comes with it. He said he's a great coach. He's one of the great coaches of all time. Great awareness of everything that FIBA's about, the difference between coaching a team for 7 weeks and coaching one for 9 months, all that stuff. He gets it. He's just got his finger on the pulse of it all. He's going to be great. Yeah, Spoelstra, dude, there's not a bad thing I can say about Spoelstra. I am curious to see who's actually going to be on that Olympic team, though. Spoelstra will lead the U.S. men at the 2027 World Cup and then the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. Do you get excited about the Olympics, Mike?
What's that?
You don't get excited about it. So you're not like, you're Mr. Patriotic all the time, but you don't really care about USA against teams all over the world.
There's a lot of sports that are interesting. There's a lot of, look, it's all athletic and,
oh,
and I respect the talent, but I just don't want to watch ice skating or.
You don't get into swimming?
Or gymnastics or swimming.
Swimming's fun. Is that not a sport either?
It's an athletic event, and those people should
it's
be respected race. For their athletic prowess.
It's a race.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You like two things, Mike. You just talked about whoever your friend was that told you you need to branch out more in life with music. You need to do the same thing with sports. You can't just watch the Broncos and the Washington Huskies. You can't just watch those two things. You gotta do more. I mean, I know you watch college football, but you gotta broaden your horizons a bit.
I watch hockey whenever I can.
Okay, that's it. So you got two sports. You got Broncos, college football, and Avalanche hockey.
The Rockies were on, and it really helped me sleep.
You don't care about the Rockies.
Yeah, but it's really good for sleeping.
I hear listeners, I can hear them getting cringe. Oh, wow, he likes two sports. Dude, this is why you're so upset all the time, because you're basing all of your happiness on two teams every year. That's a dangerous way to live your life, man. That's why you got to have more to root for, more to care about. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I was out at, I was in Fort Collins yesterday. Went over to watch CSU basketball practice. Looks like Rashawn Memba looked good. I can't tell you if he's going to play or not, but he was seemed to be a full participant in practice. But I want Memba to come back, but I also like seeing Kyle Jorgensen start. So it's going to be an interesting switch to see how they kind of handle that. But what was fascinating to me is this was my first practice since Ali Farokhmanesh became the head coach, and I've been meaning to get out there for a while. Just the schedules didn't sync up, and they're actually locking down some of they're very open to media. But it with Medved, it was just shoot the SID a text when you're coming to practice, and you can do whatever. We just want to know that you're going to be there. This is a little more buttoned up, and that might be just because Ali's. This is his first year as head coach, and he's trying to navigate through a bunch of things. Doesn't necessarily want a couple media members floating around, video and taking pictures and whatnot. And I get that. But yesterday was kind of my first chance to get over there. And it's just fun. I like watching practice because you get a chance to really see the teaching going on, the conversations going on during practice, in between. And you catch things. You know, you catch him. You see him a little pissed off at times, and you're going, wow, I did not see that side of you as an assistant coach, and I wondered if that side of you was real. And yeah, he gets pissed off on the sidelines during games. You just wonder how that looks in practice, and no, he definitely gets after it in practice. And it was cool to see that side of it. He's obviously been the head coach of this team for a while now. You know, this wasn't like the first time he was out there. It's just my first time seeing him, and he's a friend of mine. So I've always seen him as that assistant that's just kind of, you know, taking players aside, talks to them about what they did wrong. Now he's got to be the guy on the grand stage yelling and pointing and getting guys going to where they need to go. CSU's a deep team, man. This is a good basketball team. No? If you're going to nod your head or shake your head, you better be able to bring it on this show, okay?
Oh,
what are you saying? You don't think CSU's a deep team? Tell me why, Michael. Go ahead, please. I'm putting you on the spot.
I don't know anything about CSU.
Exactly.
Just shaking your head, shaking my head.
You're not shaking my
head.
So you don't think CSU is a good basketball team?
I think they are a fine basketball team that hasn't been tested.
That's actually not a bad take. Sometimes if you spread your wings, Mike, you might be surprised at how far you can fly. That was a good take. They haven't been tested. You're right. Here's a question. CSU plays DU tomorrow night, and then Virginia Tech. They are favored to win that game, at least according to the ESPN matchup predictor. Virginia Tech's undefeated as well. The Colorado Buffaloes are also 4-0. They play UC Davis tomorrow night, and then San Francisco on the 27th, and Cal Baptist on the 1st. This is what I'm rooting for, but this is a question.
High schools?
Colorado Buffaloes and the Colorado State Rams. No, they are Division I basketball teams that have been March Madness more years than you've been alive. Maybe not CSU. No, they're not high schools. You are such an elitist even in basketball. Like, there's only five teams according to you. Why don't we just throw every college team out that's not Washington, Alabama, Ohio State, and Texas A&M and Texas and Tennessee? You good? You just want five teams in? You just want your good teams in, and then that's it?
Oh, I'm just saying, Washington's not very good at basketball.
Yeah, but you don't care, so it doesn't matter to you.
They're playing a bunch of like teams that I've never heard of that probably aren't good.
Have you heard of college basketball in the first 10 weeks of the season, or first couple weeks of the season? This is what they do.
Money games.
They have a lot of games where you set the schedules. You don't know what kind of team you're going to be. So you have a lot of these Providence games and a lot of these. Well, Providence isn't bad. But you got a lot of Big Sky schools. CU's had two Big Sky wins so far against Montana State and Eastern Washington. That's how it goes. But you just have this snobby attitude. Are those high schools? Because there's basically four teams according to you. So let's just kick every team out and just have the Blue Bloods. And then you can just live in your little fantasy world of five teams every year competing. Yeah, that'll be entertaining.
What five teams would it be?
You tell me.
Because I don't think it should be just five teams. I'm just saying they're playing a lot of stinkers.
That's how it is. You know, Washington didn't have a cupcake? Last I checked, they played
Washington
Colorado State.
Washington probably lost to a cupcake.
Yeah, but their football team played Colorado State. Why'd they play Colorado State? Why'd you guys sign up to that for that game if you're too above it? Which they actually were competitive in that game, by the way. Don't know how, but why would you even sign up for that game if you're so above the idea that Colorado State even exists? Why even play that game?
Colorado State needed money and Washington wanted to sell some tickets.
They needed CSU to sell some tickets? Why didn't they schedule a tougher opponent? No, I'm asking.
I kind of agree with you on that.
Well, they didn't schedule a tougher opponent because they want a warm-up game, right? They want to see who they got. They don't have preseason, so they viewed CSU as their preseason. That's what this is in basketball.
There were colleges out there that scheduled, like Michigan scheduled a tough opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State scheduled a tough opponent.
Well, they know that. Well, they know they're going to have a good chance of beating those tough opponents. Washington's in the middle somewhere. They need to have a couple of for-sure victories. So, that's just the truth.
I want to see something that, like, not a for sure victory. I want to see the team play someone that is competitive, someone that's going to help your schedule. CSU ended up being a donut this year.
Travis, the new guy. Good job, Brady, with always being patient with the crazy guy on the other side of the glass. Thank you for that. Yes, I really appreciate that. Because I do have to be patient. You test my patience. You know, I'm getting into CSU talk. Like, I'm excited about CSU, and you're over there shaking your head.
I was just shaking my head as a joke.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
Nobody would have heard anything.
Well, I did. I saw it. My job is to let the listeners in on this show, the inner workings of this show. And they need to know how disrespectful you're being when I'm talking about CSU being a deep basketball team.
I'm sure they're a very deep basketball team. How are we supposed to know?
Because we just know. Because you're listening to me tell you that.
Okay. I will are they take your be, word for it that they are.
You don't think they're going to be a March Madness team? Go ahead. Say no. Go on.
I'm going to say
yes.
Let's get a coin that is still minted by the U.S. government and flip it.
Ooh, it'll make a U.S. government thing. Ooh.
Well, the pennies are gone.
Who cares?
They're not minting pennies
Who
anymore.
Who cares about pennies? Mr. Bitcoin. What the hell even is that?
The digital currency.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Store of value.
Where is it?
It's on the internet.
So if the internet crashes, all your little computer, robot, Star Trek money goes away.
You have to hold it on a wallet away from the internet.
What?
You have a little wallet.
What is it? Like a physical wallet?
Yes.
You actually have a physical wallet and you put Bitcoin in there?
Yes.
No. I'm asking seriously.
Yeah, you have a wallet that is specifically for cryptocurrency, and you hold your little keys in there.
That is weird.
It is weird. Have you ever... I still don't fully understand it.
At least you admit it. Have you ever
I've admitted it many times.
Purchased anything with Bitcoin?
No.
Will you?
I mean, I'd rather purchase something with Bitcoin's more going to be your digital gold. If you're going to purchase something, I think that it's more going towards the stable coins.
Are you up or down?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you up or down in the stock? Is your Bitcoin up or down?
It fluctuates. I haven't checked in the last
check right
days,
now.
But
check right now. Just okay, let me know if it's up. I'm taking an interest in one of your weird little nerderies. I'm joining you on nerd adventure right now, and you're not willing to go there.
In the last day, it is down. Last 5 days, it is down. Last month, it is down. Last 6 months, it is down. Last year, it is down. Since I got in, it is up a lot.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But it fluctuates. It goes up and down and up and down. You just don't put your life savings in there.
Like, so it's kind of like
something you should know.
It's kind of like gambling that you something that you poo-poo. It's sports gambling.
You just don't
kinda like
put
that?
A lot of money in there.
Yeah. So that's what I always say about gambling. Travis, the new guy, said, I heard the head shake, by the way. It's very obvious. Everybody could hear it. 25 minutes after the hour.
Can you hear this?
Yeah, you're just staring at me blankly. Could you hear that, Travis? I think people can feel it. They can.
Can they hear this?
Yeah. 25 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Thanks for that. We'll take a quick break here. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Yeah, I like making the rounds, man, when I can. Going to practices is fun. I went to UNC last week and then CSU yesterday. It's fun. I like doing it. We got a caller on the First Advantage hotline, Michael. Is that true? Is this true?
He calls himself Ned.
Ned.
He says he lives in Fort Morgan.
Ned in Fort Morgan. How are you, my friend? We got you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, my friend. Interesting weather maybe coming up. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen a snowflake in a while, so I'm excited about it.
Well, I got a little kind of a rabbit hole to go down, but
I like
it's a fun
it.
One. So on Thursday, February 12th at 6 p.m., Sacramento State plays at Greeley at the Bank of Colorado Arena.
Mm.
And Shaquille O'Neal's son, Shakir O'Neal, plays for Sacramento State.
Yeah.
And on the Sacramento State website, Shaquille O'Neal is now the voluntary, unpaid general manager for the Sacramento State Hornets men's basketball team. So will we see Shaquille O'Neal at the Bank of Colorado Arena on February 12th?
That's a good question, because we talked about that when Mike Bibby was hired as the head coach, and then it was announced that Shaq was going to be whatever voluntary role. I did wonder about that. Like, are we at one point going to see Mike Bibby, pretty legendary former NBA player, and Shaquille O'Neal at Bank of Colorado Arena? Obviously, we'll see Mike Bibby. I'm going to say no, Ned. I'm going to say no. That would be awesome, though, but I'm going to say no.
Yeah. According to, and again, this is a quick AI search, it said there is no episode of Inside the NBA scheduled for that day.
Oh, look at you. Wow. You want to be my producer, Ned?
We would not have that commitment, but I don't know.
That's a great poll right there. Okay, maybe so. Because I know he's tight with Bibby too, so maybe he will make the trip.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna bring my VHS copy of Kazam to have him autograph. You know,
dude, so. Kazam is an underrated flick. That is a great movie. Great acting.
So, yeah.
Great acting.
Yeah.
You know what would be interesting to see? Okay, what date did you give me? When are they playing each other?
Thursday, February 12th.
Thursday, February 12th. Let's see something here. I just want to do something. Thursday, February 12th. Hold on. We're efforting here. February 12th. It's not loading. February 11th. The Wednesday before that, the Denver Nuggets play a home game to the Memphis Grizzlies. Is there a chance that Shaq does a 2-for-1 and says, hey, I'm going to go take in, because that game will be on ESPN.
Yeah.
That's an 8:00 game. Is there a chance that Shaq says, I'm going to make a trip to Denver, take in that game, Ja Morant be going up against Nikola Jokic, that's a big one, and then, you know, fly on up north to Greeley. And that's interesting. Now I'm starting to change my tune a little bit.
I know. I could see why he wouldn't, for sure. But part of me is like, you know, I'm only an hour away in Fort Morgan or so. I'm like, I don't know, I'd probably buy a ticket just maybe to, and if he doesn't show up, you're still supporting the UNC Bears and going to a great basketball team and Coach Smiley. And, you know, it might be worth just on the off chance. And it's not a bad night if he doesn't go.
No, heck yeah.
Watching some elite basketball.
No. I tell you what, Ned, I got you tickets. You want tickets?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Okay, what was that date? February 12th?
Yeah.
How many do you need?
I have probably four. I have two kids. So.
Done. You got your tickets, February 12th. You're going to that game anyway, whether Shaq's there or not. And if Shaq's there, I can't guarantee it, but you'll get to sit next to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my Kazam tape just in case.
Yes.
You know, so.
All right, I'm writing
a copy of Steel.
I'm writing Steel and Kazam. Yes, all good.
Yeah, Steel and Kazam. Maybe I'll watch it the night before.
Oh, you should have. You know what? Why wait for the night before? Watch it tonight.
It's true. Still my kids as well. This is who you're going to meet on February 12th.
Michael Kirkpatrick, the producer of the whole show, guaranteed it. Tell him that.
Perfect. Yeah, I will.
All right. I'm writing it down. Ned, you have to come here to the station to grab it, so we don't need any other information. Just say you're Ned, and we got the tickets for you here.
Yeah, sweet. Perfect.
All right, my man. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Look at that. Guy calls in, says he wants to go see the Bears, potentially a game where Shaquille O'Neal will be in the stands. And what do we do, Michael? What do we do?
You give him tickets. They have a home shock. I might be at that game.
Does that sound anything like him?
It's not bad. It's kind of like an Elvis version of Shaq, though.
It kind of does.
You're doing
sound
like an Elvis.
Elvis.
You got like a weird. Yeah, that's. Do we have those tickets? Let's make sure we have those tickets, because I think we just made Ned's day. So that's cool. Great.
If we don't have those tickets, then someone's going to have to buy them, Brady.
Great call by Ned there. I want to hear more from you, Ned, because that was interesting. I like thought provoking stuff, and Lord knows I don't get enough of that with what's going on the other side of the glass there. So, Ned, thank you for making the show better today.
What are you talking about? Mike has lots of thoughts. You just disagree with all of them.
Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
I think hooligans are coming for your job, Mike. We got John Fort Frolicsome. John Fort Frolicsome. We all know who you are. We all know that used to be John Fort Fun, but it hasn't been fun for CSU, so he's trying out new names. He wants to call you out on your UC Davis take. UC Davis is 4-1. They just beat Nevada on the road. Leading scorer is Niles Cooper, who had 26 on Tuesday. Son of Michael Cooper. John Fort Frolicsome. That make you feel any different about your take on UC Davis, Mike?
We'll see at the end of the season how good UC Davis is. What's their schedule? Who do they play? Anyone good?
Probably.
Other than Nevada? Let's see how bad
they
Nevada
play
is.
CU tomorrow night, I think. So in CU, I think CU's good. I hope CU and CSU are both undefeated by the time they play that game.
I hope so, too.
CSU's got to win two more. CU's got to win three more. I'm rooting for both. I'm rooting for that because that will mean a lot for the... the rankings and such, the quads. Well, County Swami says that was an all-time call by Ned. Let's freaking go, Ned. Ned's got to be a regular now. Ned, please, be a regular. Just be a regular guy calling the show. Be a Hall of Famer.
If you're not going to call Ned, you can text 888-530-0043.
Ned, text the show. 888-530-0043. We need more Ned. You know who else was a great Ned? God rest his soul. Ned Stark. Can you just take a moment?
Wait, he died?
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the first season,
you're not... You just spoiled it for me, Brady.
No, you've seen it, because you were making fun of it until I finally got you hooked on it, and then you loved it, and then you, of course, hate it now.
Yeah, I used to... season 8 was terrible.
It was pretty bad.
Season 7 didn't have a lot of redeeming qualities to it, except for the music.
I was watching... which one is it with the froey hair, one of the South Park creators? Is that Matt Stone or Trey Parker?
It's Matt Stone.
Matt Stone was doing like a talk somewhere. I don't know. He was talking about the industry of television and how, like, he's like, I do not go in on TV shows. I just don't, because I know what they're going to do. First season's going to be gripping. It's going to be amazing. And then they're going to get you somehow. He was talking about specifically The Mandalorian. And he's like, dude, The Mandalorian was so freaking good. First season was awesome. I was hooked. Second season, was that second season when they brought Jack Black in and then that singer or whatever?
Yeah, that was the dumbest.
And
he
brought that up specifically. And he's like, and then you go and do bogus crap like that. Why is it that we do see TV shows, man? First season of a solid show. Not every TV show is good. But, like, you get a season of gold. Game of Thrones did that. Walking Dead did that. A lot of these shows do that. And then suddenly they get to, like, season 2, 3, 4, and they're just garbage. Or they add in a bunch of political agenda messages like The Mandalorian tried to do.
Yeah, that was their one. I've noticed, like, especially with Stranger Things, they do this a lot where they'll have a lot of good episodes, and then episode 7 will be terrible. Or it'll go on a tangent and be about nothing that the plot is about.
Yeah.
And then it'll go back. I don't know why they do this.
They can't get out of their own way. Either it's bad writing or it's just like, let's get political for a second. And then they trash their audience.
The Duffer Brothers did it right.
They're the guys
that run Stranger Things. They're right when they said, we're only going to do a certain amount of seasons and then we're going to screw. They said... I think originally they said 4 seasons, and then they said 5.
Is this
so
their fifth?
They're on their 5th season now. This is the last season.
You don't think there's going to be, like, spinoffs and stuff?
Oh, they're going to do a crap load of them.
Yeah. Really?
I think so.
Dude, the actors are, like, 90 years old now. How are they going to hide that?
Are they doing AI? There's going to be a Vecna prequel.
Is there going to be, like, AI and stuff? Because the actors are way older than they were when they started. And in the Stranger Things world, it's supposed to be just kind of like a 4-year span. But it's been like a 15-year span.
I don't know
span.
How they're going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Are you getting excited at all for this? What are they doing, 3 long episodes?
Yeah, so the first episode, I think, is going to be on the 28th or 29th of this month. So I need to go get caught up on the... 4th season. I was going to do like every season, but I have run out of time. It's football season.
It's Broncos season for you.
Well, yeah, Broncos season, but also it's football season.
The 4 teams that you care to watch, that care to get your eyeballs, the 4 teams that you care to watch, because you can't be bothered with watching anything else.
Well, basketball is like a second or third tier sport?
No.
I knew that would bother you.
No, it doesn't bother
me. Drinking from your Nuggets jug.
No, I'm a big basketball guy. And there's a lot of people that listen to the show that are big basketball people. Unfortunately, you're just not one of them. As you're drinking from your Broncos jug. Everything you have is Broncos, man. Serious. Like, I don't know. Faith says, I'm excited for it. We've been doing a season 4 refresher. Faith, I tell you, you know what I need? Because I don't have Netflix, and my wife and I are probably going to get it just to watch this next one.
You need friends.
What?
You need friends.
No, I need Faith to recap season 4 for me. Just give me like a quick, for every episode, like one sentence. Just give me one sentence for every episode. Here's
you can
what
go
happened.
To YouTube. YouTube.
No,
will
I'm
have
asking
some,
Faith.
Like, half-hour
to, thing. I'm not going to YouTube. I'm asking Faith, a Hall of Famer, to give me a one sentence synopsis of every episode, and then that'll catch me up. That's what I want.
Faith, do a really bad version.
It could be comical. I don't care. Just that's what I need. Something I can read quickly and go, oh yeah, that's right, and then I'll be ready for whatever this is.
First episode, something happens. Second episode, a couple more things happen.
She says,
third episode,
she says, I got
a bunch
you.
Of things
no,
happen.
That's you when you're describing, when you're trying to fill out our podcast every day.
What do we talk about today?
Half of it was you bashing whatever thing I'm interested in. That was half of it.
And the other half of it is you bashing me.
Correct. That's fun for me. I enjoy that. 12:47 the time. Kevin Lytle's going to join us in the second hour. Thursday night special. We're one in a row. We're trying to get to two in a row. We're trying to get back to 500. There's a lot of people thinking I shouldn't be Mr. Thursday Night anymore. Listen, I'm not Mr. Thursday Night. Mr. Thursday Night is his own identity. He changes. He morphs. I morph, I guess, into something else.
Yeah, he's morphing into something else, all right.
You could do better. Go against me. You like where I'm going this week? Don't give it away.
I don't know where you're going because, of course, I've made two.
Well, you always make two because I don't want you to get rusty.
I know my pick, but I have you make two. If I know where you're
where
going,
you going,
I agree with you.
Where are
you
going tonight? Houston, cover? Buffalo, cover. Houston, win? Buffalo, win, but don't cover.
Well, I can't tell you because picks are on.
Well, Thursday. My picks. Everybody Nobody cares wins. About yours. Unless you actually give me a pick and it works. But you don't pick them. You don't do it. You randomly pick. 12:48 the time. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Avalanche games and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
.12:54, welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Coming up in the next hour, we got buy or sell. I'm going to ask some questions, Mike, because it's the bye week, okay? It's a 9-2 season. The Broncos have a really good roster. There are some fairly significant names on this roster that are going to be free agents at the end of the season. And let's play with the Broncos' money a bit. I think they're going to have in 2026 60-some million dollars in cap space. So I'm going to be asking, because that Russell Wilson money comes off. So that's why it's going to look really good for Denver. They have some big decisions to make coming up on both sides of the ball, especially defense, though. Some big names. So we're going to get into that buy or sell. Would you sign them if you could get them at a somewhat of a reasonable rate? But some of these guys like are going to be tough. Like John Franklin Myers, man. You're going to be able to afford him. How about Jaquan McMillan? You're going to be able to afford that guy? He just had a great game. If he keeps it going like this, who knows? He's going to play himself into a hell of a contract. So I want to get into some of that. We also have the Thursday night special. Bills, Texans tonight. No C.J. Stroud. It's Davis Mills. But the Bills are only 5.5-point favorites. What do the wise guys know about this game tonight? Well, they know that the Houston Texans defense is legit. That's a very good defense. And don't forget, Josh Allen's got plans this weekend. He's going to be in Wyoming this weekend. Is it a distraction? Distraction time for Josh Allen? We hope so. At least for the sake of my fantasy team. Maybe for the sake of my Thursday night special? We'll find out. Coming up in the final hour of the show. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
The-
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.